All right, Thursday night, and we are live. Hope everybody's doing good. As always, be blessed in Jesus' mighty name. All right, here we go. Let me see who is in the chat tonight. Those Jesus people is on. Behaven is on. Gloyd Shaw is on. Richard Perry is on. JD Joy 25 is on. Wait Away is on. Jules 21 Hours is on. Greg 9 Mon is on. Granite 2468 is on. Scooter Magruder is on. Judy Anita is on. JD Joy 25 is on. Salty Gonads is on. Robin Aroni is on. Jersey Dude is on. Christopher Arnott is on. Spoken 007 is on. Granite 2468 is on. CMDN is on. 23 Justin Blake is on. Laura Jean Lynn is on. If I didn't say it already, Skunk 71 is on. Castillo Dina is on. Big Scott 1 is on. Lita Benita is on. Todd Suff is on. Sexy Ponies on. Stephanie Toms is on. USA Abbey Girl is on. Keeper 1376 is on. Big Scott 1 is on. Dr. Hank is on. Let me see. Richard Perry is on. Big Jim Go Blue is on. Nate Dad 1 is on. Thank you so much in the rant already. K4 VMS is on. Conservative Warrior 65 is on. Leon Fish Puppy is on. Tim L. T-Bird is on. Let me see if I missed anybody here. Uncle Wally is on. Conservative Waffle is on. Producer Aaron is on. Those Jesus people is on. Agravane is on. Let me see here. Scooting down here. JBC 2020 is on. Appreciate you guys. Love each and every one of you. Laura Jean Lynn is on. TJT1 is on. Appreciate you guys. Love each and every one of you, like I said a second ago. But anyway, let's hop right to this tonight. I'm going to do this one real quick. Then we're going to get into, put the title of the show tonight is Trump is just continuing to grind, and he is doing some good things. We'll hit that, then we'll hit the Epstein stuff. All right, Johnny St. Pete video. Had to put this out, long video here, combination of two slices of video. It's just like, you know, what happened, it happens all too often. Last I saw, Aaron, you can correct me if you've seen a different number. Mm-hmm. Last I saw was 104 dead from the Texas floods, and oftentimes what happens with stories like this is they just fade away and we forget all about them in Texas Hill Country. And there's more to it than meets the eye. You're like, Tom, are you going to get into the cloud seeding? Well, the person in charge of the cloud seeding in that area has already publicly acknowledged that they did cloud seed in that area two days prior. And I have the video on that, but it's just a local show basically acknowledging what I'm about to tell you, which is that he cloud seeded, but the cloud seeding that he did wasn't enough to cause the flooding that was caused. How many of you believe that? I mean, I don't, you know, they always tell you, it's just like they always tell you everything's voluntary before it isn't. And they always put out a fake story. It's just like, you know, whether it was Boston Children's Hospital, it's up to 121 now. I knew it was probably the number had gone up because I believe I heard that it had. So anyway, 121 people that are dead there, a lot of them children, a lot of them girls. But anyway, they always tell you, you know, that, you know, it's voluntary right before it is. You had Boston Children's Hospital say, we're not lopping off any penises and testicles or breasts of underage children. They said that until it was proven that they were in fact doing it. And then they claimed they were getting death threats. I mean, that's what they were doing. This immediate deflection of death threats, which of course, is pretty much the FBI playbook. As soon as the FBI gets caught in its various stages of malfeasance, then they claim that they're getting death threats, white supremacist terrorists that don't in fact exist. But anyway, so these stories go, you know, are just brushed aside. And do I believe that cloud seeding was a part of it? I believe that it's at least a possibility that was a part of it. Because I don't believe it. If you go up and you start to, and they say, well, it's just a small amount of cloud seeding, you know, it adheres to the water molecules that are up there, the H2O molecules, and they have put salt up there, and they, you know, put something, I can't remember what the other chemicals were. It's been 2 days since I watched the video. But anyway, and they say it only caused a small amount of rain. I don't want anybody messing with God's system. Can we all agree? Yeah. I mean, it's the same thing with vaccines. It's the same thing. It's the same thing with weather. We don't need you. We don't need Bill Gates's, you know, altered mosquitoes. We don't need your mRNA vaccinations that kill immune systems that are nothing more than a gene-altering drug. We don't need any of those things. We don't need any of it. We don't need Bill Gates's reflective material put into the atmosphere so that we don't get as much sunlight. We don't need any of those things, and we especially don't need it without our permission. So I don't know. Maybe there's some sort of cohort out there between the farmers and the weather service, and they are in it together, and like, we want the rain. That's one thing. if private industry, i.e. the farming industry, said, you know what, we want this cloud seeding. But I want that proven to me first. And I can flat out tell you, these floods have nothing to do with climate change. Absolutely nothing to do with it. We know that. Hill country of Texas gets flooded all the time. And things get flooded all the time. But I will say that since some, and by the way, that was another thing. I'll ask Aaron this. I'm just bouncing off of you. Don't actually have to answer, but how long probably the beginning stages of this podcast, it was considered to be a tinfoil hat conspiracy theory to even suggest that there is cloud seeding.
Yep.
And weather manipulation. Remember?
Yeah.
I mean, that was just 5 years ago. You are absolutely a conspiracy theorist out there, you know, claiming that UFOs are this and whatever, but it's like, and now it all comes out and it's been admitted to by both federal and local governments. They are, in fact, cloud seeding. And there's never an acknowledgement of, oops, everybody that we falsely accused of being a conspiracy theory theorist was, in fact, correct. There's never an acknowledgement. There's never a retraction of, you know, when we were coming up here and bad-mouthing everybody who claimed that there was weather manipulation going on. You know, we came out and badmouthed all of those people. We're sorry we badmouthed them and called them wingnuts. We're sorry that we did that because they were, in fact, telling the truth. And we were up here bold-faced freaking lying. So do I think, you know, you got the floods going on in North Carolina now. It's odd weather and it's got nothing because you know why? You know how it's not climate change? This is deep, Aaron. This is a deep joke. Get ready. Because the climate hasn't changed. That's how you know it's not climate change. Exactly. Right. You know what? Today, I went walk. You kind of see my sun lines there.
Look at that.
Yeah, see that? You know why that is? Aaron, this is deep now. Joe, this is deep. You know why I have those tan lines now? And if I showed you my feet, which I won't do, I look like I have white socks on. Well, you know, the reason why is, Aaron, what's it, July 10th today?
10th, yep.
It's July 10th. And you know what it is in July 10th in Florida? Freaking hot. And you know what it's always been? I've lived here since 1980. And it's exactly the same temperature this July 10th as it's always been. Right around 90 with high humidity. Every day, and with about a 40% chance of raining every single day. Nothing has changed, except for people screwing around with the weather. You know, when I saw Hurricane Helene form, that was not normal. That never happens, where you have a storm out in the Gulf of America, was previously the Gulf of Mexico, Gulf of America, and you see, and it's out there, and it's kind of heading towards Texas, or formed on the east coast of Texas, and then U-turns and heads straight to Florida. Yeah, it just doesn't happen, folks. It does. And it has nothing to do with the amount of CO2 in the air, which is 0.04% of the atmosphere. But anyway, so here's the thing. Going back, Johnny State P video, Jack Posobiec discusses the horrific death from the flooding in Texas with over 100 dead. Aaron puts it at 121. And many being young girls at a camp. Well, do we know that there was actually preparations? The liberal media, and I hate saying liberal because they're not liberal, they're leftist. The leftist media put out that there was no warning. Imagine that. And that's what they put out. And then you just had Caitlin Collins with the former, in the pregame, the former FEMA director, criticizing the Trump response. I mean, these are the people that handled Helene in Asheville, North Carolina. Do you remember that? Aaron and I covered it extensively.
Yeah.
About 3-4 months in, you know what they had there? A card table handing out pamphlets. That's what we could not find one single video of FEMA under the Biden administration aiding anybody in East Palestine, Ohio, or anybody in Asheville, North Carolina. None.
Nope.
Not one video. Not one video of them actually, not one rescue mission, no dogs, no helicopters, no supplies. It was all done by locals. It was all done by people like Elon Musk and locals. That was it. And they would have been extremely hampered if it wasn't for Elon Musk going and setting up Starlink for free. I miss Elon Musk. I'm telling you, that's a big miss. It's a big miss letting him go. And I don't care what the situation was. You can always work it out. But anyway, so there turns out, though, that the leftist media was lying, of course. It's not, they didn't miss anything. They are nothing more. If you want to know what the leftist media is, just simply go onto YouTube right now, type in Joseph Goebbels, and you can listen to hours of his propaganda, because that's all that Chuck Todd is, that's all Jake Tapper is, Caitlin Collins, MSNBC, Nicole Wallace. You know, you ever look at Nicole Wallace on MSNBC? who's couldn't be any more leftist, was the press secretary for the Bush administration. W. That just shows you there's no difference between Republican and Democrat. There's a difference between conservative and leftist, but not Republican and Democrat, because really it has gotten to be very, very clear now that Republicans are nothing more than controlled opposition for the globalist left. That really is what it is. It's nothing to do with, I'm not leaving the Republican Party, but I'm more open to a third party now than I've ever been. I mean, than I've ever been, because, you know, because of what I'm seeing right now. And that's not just Trump. Trump, he's taken a couple steps back, but he's at Reagan levels. But Reagan didn't do stuff either, and Reagan also spent us into a financial hole. So and that never needs to happen. You're like, well, we're spending on a good stuff. Doesn't matter. Again, it doesn't matter that you're spending it on good stuff if you're still putting us in debts and deficits, because you're still on the Titanic on the exact same timeline. Whether you spend it on good stuff or bad stuff, it's still debts and deficits. But it turns out not only were all of these leftard media prognostications and all of these, you know, statements by the leftard media that there was no warning in the Hill Country of Texas, which is absolutely bold-faced lies. They're all over billboards. They were all warned 2 days in advance. They were all warned 36 hours in advance. Everybody was warned. The National Weather Service was fully staffed with meteorologists, fully staffed. In both of their applicable offices, one of them was completely staffed, and the other had 11 meteorologists on, one missing out of 12. So they were all fully staffed. But here's another angle. The Austin DEI hire fire chief was warned and said, you know what, you need to station assets, and he completely blew it off. Here's another one, just like right out of the Palisades in LA, just like Karen Bass, just like all the rest of them that are so concerned about hiring everybody but a straight white male and how they handle their jobs. They're exactly the same. Those who are only concerned about making sure they don't hire, cis white men. That's their number one priority. Let's not hire cis white men. For those that are like that, they handle these natural disasters the exact same way every time, which is pure incompetence. A little bit long, but worth watching. Play for me.
But there was an interesting post that came up on Facebook, and this came up down there in Austin, Texas, not far from Kerrville, as the crow flies. And it was from the Austin Fire Association, and it started making the rounds last night on Twitter. I found it. I started looking into it some more. I started doing some more digging on this, and then I started sending it out to every single person that I knew, and yes, to Steve Bannon, to Charlie Kirk, to everyone, to try to get the attention, Libs of TikTok, all the rest. People know who I know, and to get this the attention that it deserves, that there was a situation whereby the Austin Fire Association president goes up and gives this dissertation where he reveals the fact that they had pre-deployment orders on July 2nd. So I want people to understand the timeline here. July 4th, that's when the floods hit, that's when the rains fell. But on July 2nd, when people in town, when people in the state of Texas knew that something was coming, the state issued down pre-deployment orders to all the surrounding areas. Well, Austin obviously is a huge city compared to some of these small towns. They've got a massive fire response force and disaster response force. And it turns out that they have incredibly some of the best trained rescue swimmers, what they call swift water techs, in the entire country, who specifically train for the Hill Country, because that's exactly where these incidents have happened in the past. Even in the 1980s, there was an entire busload of campers that went down here in a very similar situation because the water rose to flash flood conditions. But here's the problem, is that the fire chief Joel Baker refused the deployment. And he said no. He said, we will not pre-deploy boats. We will not pre-deploy the rescue swimmers. We will not pre-deploy these assets, even though this has come down from the governor's office. And the fire association says, this isn't a budgetary issue. He said there was a budget issue. He said, there's no budget issue. You would get reimbursed. They said, how can it be reimbursed? And so they didn't deploy even again on the third. He was asked again the next day. He said, are you sure you don't want to do this? We really would like to. And that you had firefighters and rescue swimmers and the swift boats and everybody set up saying, we will go. Let us go. Just let us go. And the chief denied it over and over again until finally the floods came. And then they're running around sitting there saying, oh, we didn't know. We didn't have any warning. How could you have said you don't have no warning if you denied it? It's as simple as that. And maybe it's because you had some other priorities on your mind than saving lives and coordinating disaster relief. So let's play some tape from this guy. His name is Fire Chief Joel Baker. Fire Chief Joel Baker from Austin, Texas. Let's go listen to Fire Chief Joel Baker and his priorities.
Important. What's important is I'm not the last African-American fire chief. That's more important than being the first.
Chief Baker now oversees 49 stations and around 1,200 employees. He says his goal for the department has changed over time, but one has stuck through it all.
One of my goals is really to increase the diversity of the Austin Fire Department. It needs to reflect more of the community we serve, because I believe the youth of Austin, you know, youth in general, you will be what you see. So for those young African-American, young Latinos, or people in the Asian community or the LGBT community, they see more firefighters that look like them and have similar values to them.
It does so much for the community.
So there you go, folks, another DEI hire pushing DEI tactics. And by the way, it was the Obama administration that came in originally back in 2014, sued the city of Austin regarding their, quote, lack of diversity, and saying that they needed more diversity, inclusion, and equity programs within the Austin Fire Department. And by the way, the Obama DOJ did this all over the country. By the way, I saw some people on X saying, well, oh, I'm only hearing this from Posobiec, you know. Where is this coming from? Is this Posobiec? No, I've got the Fire Association. Here you go. Here's the Austin Fire Association president. Let's hear from him.
Our firefighters are trained for that area. Our firefighters have the equipment. They have the desire. They have the will. They have the power to go up. And actually, I know some of those girls could have been survived if we had had the best boat crew the day before on scene. I know it. I know it in my heart. I know it as a battalion chief. I know it as a former Swiftwater tech myself. And the fact that we didn't do it and we let them down is just, it's uncommon.
No, he didn't let him down. Joel Baker did, the fire chief out of Austin, who was told, remember, the flood occurred, the flash flood in the Hill Country of Texas happened on July 4th, early morning hours of July 4th. He was warned on July 2nd, could you put out assets? And remember, with Alex Jones lives there. He lives Austin, Texas. He lives there, and he himself canceled going to the Willie Nelson, Bob Dylan concert because of the flash flooding warnings. And then all the leftist news comes out and says there were no warnings, because remember Rosie O'Donnell came out and said it? Rosie O'Donnell came out and said, because Donald Trump has cut funding to the National Weather Service, which the only funding that he cut to the National Weather Service was their DEI trainings. No personnel were cut at all, but yet imagine being so disingenuous, being so devoid of any integrity at all, that you be Rosie Joseph Goebbels O'Donnell, you will come out and say that Donald Trump's cuts to the National Weather Service disabled the early warning alarm system, the early warning system that went out. That's completely false. They were lit up everywhere. It's just gotten to be, it's like in Florida with hurricane watches and warnings. But let's all be honest, we don't really pay attention to them. We don't, I mean, we watch them and we kind of pay attention, but nobody really thinks, and you never really understand. I never understood real weather. You're like, Tom, you lived there since 1980. I never understood anything. I even worked the aftermath of hurricane was it? Can't remember. But anyway, I worked an aftermath of a hurricane. But anyway, so as a sheriff's deputy, and I saw the aftermath, but I thought that I understood what a hurricane was because we get them all the time. But you never really understand what a hurricane is until you actually get hit by a Cat 5. Not a glancing blow, not the county below you, because really all it is a 10-mile radius. It really is like that. Even with Hurricane Ian, which was huge and slow-moving, horrible hurricane that they call a Cat 4. They call it a Cat 4 because of the collusion between the state government of Florida and the insurance companies. And if they call it a Cat 4, then everybody still has to pay their deductibles. If it's a Cat 5, then you don't. And since it blew at 25 miles an hour over a Cat 4, it was in fact a Cat 5. But anyway, and believe me, I witnessed it. Because we actually were hit with it. And it really is a 10-mile radius. Same thing with this storm. If it doesn't hit you just right, you don't get the cataclysmic consequences of it. Well, I finally was hit after all those years here where I thought I'd been hit by hurricanes. I thought that, like Hurricane Charlie that came south of here, I thought I'd been hit by it. I'm like, no, that wasn't it. And it did $268,000 worth of damage to my house, $4 million of damage to the building that I'm in right now for 12 hours, blowing at between 150 and 200 miles an hour for 12 hours straight. So you don't really know. And people think that they understand the weather, but we don't. Now I do. I've never even been remotely scared of hurricanes until now. And I still wasn't even scared after Ian, because unless it was a Cat 5, I could have cared less. But then when they formed Helene in the Gulf of America and hit here, and we had the coastal flooding here, which, and by the way, that's another thing. They've talked about surge here for years. Aaron will tell you, Joe will tell you. We hear surge like, meh.
Yeah, yeah.
I never thought about it. Until it finally hit. And I looked down the road and I saw it rolling down my road like a river.
Yeah.
And I never seen it before. You're like, Tom, you lived there since 1980. You've never seen coastal surge? Like, no, never. Not since Helene. And then Milton came in there predicting worse, but it wasn't as bad. So anyway, so I'm just telling you, people don't pay attention to it. But you know who has to pay attention to it? The Austin Fire Chief. How did this work? Just so you know. I mean, I know you heard it on the video already, but he was asked by the government of the state of Texas, by the state government, we need you to put out assets on July 2nd. He said no. They called him the next day and say, are you sure you don't want to put them out? Because we are really asking and requesting that you put out the rescue swimmers, the boats, the helicopters, have everything stationed and ready to go. And he turned them down again. Why would he turn them down? What skin is it off of his teeth? Nothing. He gets to be fat no matter what. He saw the guy. I love some of the comments, lay off the cheese balls and too much fried food. I agree. So he could still, he's not going to do anything all day long. And Joe actually asked, I wonder if he's ever put out a fire. No, we all know he hasn't. He just has gone up the ranks of incompetence. That's how you get promoted. That's how you get promoted through the DEI system. But anyway, I mean, he still would have sat at home eating his cheese balls. All he'd be doing is calling in and saying, hey, I need all of you to be positioned in the correct places. I need you to stage in the correct places. That's it. His job's done. Back to the cheese balls with your DEI self. But that's not what he did. And now you have 121 people dead. And you saw the other, now that the guy that was talking is a local fire chief, you know, with one of the smaller municipalities. He's like, we could have saved lots and lots of lives. But because of the incompetence, again, here you have just like the incompetence in the Pacific Palisades and Malibu. In Southern California, the competence with no fire. And you mean, if you were going to have a fire hydrant, Aaron, what would you want inside that fire hydrant?
Probably water.
You want to have some water. Yeah. I mean, if you're gonna pay every single day of your life property taxes for a firefighting system, when that system is then activated, you would think that when they screw those hoses into those hydrants, you might want to see some water come out of them.
You'd hope.
But that's too much to ask in Gavin Newsom's California and Karen Bass's L.A., and the incompetent lesbian fire chief. So anyway, so here's just another example. And we all know why the fire chief was hired inside of LA. Because, and we played those videos too. We had the other fat lesbian who said, you know, if you're, she was asked, what are you going to have to do? What are you going to do if you have to haul out a 200 pound man who's unconscious inside of a burning building? Well, he never should have been there to begin with. That was her response. Okay. Is this who we want to hire? And that this is the DEI system, but that's what's in place. And that's what's cost. And according to that other smaller municipality fire chief, he was like, we could have saved a lot of lives. So what would it have been? Maybe 60 dead instead of 121. Maybe none. Maybe if they would have put all of these, they would have staged all of these firefighting units out there. People would have gotten the hint that, you know, we need to get the heck out of here. All right. So that covers that. Let's get into Trump. Lives a TikTok video. Wow. New jobs report. Play it for me.
President Trump's crackdown on illegal immigration seems to be showing up in the jobs data. It's a point that the White House is making. Here's what they said about the latest jobs report. It shows that American-born workers have accounted for all of the job gains since President Trump took office and wages continue to rise. So here are the numbers that they're talking about. Foreign-born employment has fallen by 543,000 since January when President Trump took office. Native-born or U.S.-born jobs have increased by more than 2 million since the month Trump started his second term.
So again, with you know that somebody is a purveyor of truth when they're not agenda driven. And the thing is, I'm not agenda driven at all. You may not like it. I see people get mad at me, whatever it is. I don't. And by the way, I just want you to know, if you're mad at me, look me in the eye right now. I don't care. You're like, Tom, you'll lose viewers like that. That's the problem. Tom, you'll lose church members that way. I care about the person, but I don't care about losing their membership. Because that is the moment that you become manipulated. You know, so how you know you're telling the truth is that you will tell the good and the bad about any administration and any person or any situation, including yourself. And if you ever watch me preach, you'll hear a lot about myself. I don't claim to be perfect. I'm just telling you, I'm going to tell you the truth. The Epstein thing is a major mistake by Donald Trump. Huge mistake. There's other ones too. Real ID, huge mistake. Bombing of Iran, huge mistake. Huge. At being controlled by Israel, huge mistake, which I might end up skipping over a lot of stuff tonight to get to my Israel section, because I've been chomping at the bit to get to that. And I just want to attack the false pseudo, by the way, Judeo-Christianity doesn't exist. Just so you know, that's a misnomer. That's put out. Yeah, that's just propaganda. The misnomer of loyalty to Israel. It's a misnomer. It doesn't mean that we can't be loyal to another democracy, but to consider it to be some sort of super spiritual loyalty for something that really isn't necessarily the Israel that the Bible is talking about, in the quote out of Genesis, that if you bless Israel, you'll be blessed, and if you curse Israel, you'll be cursed. It's talking to Abram, who hadn't even become the nation of Israel at that point when he transitioned into Abraham. I mean, come on. So the whole thing is, people just need to have a rational understanding of Israel. You bless Israel because they are a democracy in the same way, basically, that we're a democracy. And everything's a lot of what we see, most everything that we see is a lie. It's sad because, again, it all comes down to spirit of the world. This is all right out. You need to read these Bible verses. You need to go to 1 Corinthians chapter 2, 9 through 12. Even 13, actually go 13, 14, 15, and 16. Read all those verses. So just read 16 verses before you go to bed tonight. The thing is, it's all about the spirit of the world. Even the spirit of the world does conservative things. I mean, do you honestly think that George W. Bush was following the spirit of Christ, the Holy Spirit, or was he following the spirit of the world? You see what I'm saying? And that's the same thing we have to hold Trump to. Make sure that he's not following the spirit of the world. And when you're going to cover up for somebody that has committed mass crimes, and there's a reason, it's got nothing to do with him covering up for himself. It's got nothing to do with that. He actually told Bill O'Reilly back on St. Patrick's Day of this year what he was doing. And what he's actually trying to do is keep innocent people from being fraudulently accused by the left-stream media of being in the Epstein files. That's part of what he's doing, and he's also being manipulated by Benjamin Netanyahu. But in the midst of that, and I don't like all that, you acknowledge the truth. That's how you know that somebody is not disingenuous, because look at this performance. You don't just turn on somebody because you disagree with them. You go with people, I'm telling you right now, it's like, Literally, one of the closest friends I've ever had in my life sitting right to my right over here, Aaron. We don't agree on everything. He doesn't turn on me because we have a 5% disagreement on life.
Right.
Or a 7% or an 8% disagreement on life. And I look over the other guy sitting right next to him. Joe's been playing the bass guitar at church, now works for the church. He's been here for over a decade now. He's seen every coming and going. And just goes and says, you know what? I'm going to operate on a percentage basis. This person goes, this person stays. People get offended, they leave, whatever it may be. But you go on a percentage basis when you're dealing with human beings. You go, you know what? Everybody is wrong to some degree. And you either say, can I live with that percentage of wrongness or can I not? And that's as simple as that. And with Trump, I can live with this percentage of wrongness because look at that. Look at employment since President Trump took office. We've lost 543,000 foreign-born jobs and had 2 million native-born jobs. That's good. I don't like the Epstein. I mean, listen, I don't like it, but you know what? This is fantastic. That's how you know somebody's honest, when they tell you both sides. Let's go to the next one. RNC research video. President Trump has taken the biggest step in 30 years to ensure taxpayer-funded benefits are not abused by illegal aliens. Play it for me.
Brand new White House press release, hot off the presses, of things that different departments are going to do to start reducing benefits that are currently offered to illegal aliens. I'm going to read some of them. The Department of Health and Human Services is going to restrict illegal aliens from 13 public programs, including Head Start. Over at the Department of Agriculture, they are going to restrict illegal immigrants from federally funded food assistance programs. And then DOJ is going to close a loophole that has allowed illegal immigrants to access taxpayer-funded benefit.
Again, just an A+. A+. And again, I hate the Big Beautiful Bill because the Big Beautiful Bill spends all of these savings that Trump is doing, but Trump says that revenue is going to overcome the expenditures. And if there's anybody that could be correct, it's him and Scott Bessent. It is. I mean, again, I've said that from day one, no matter what. I've always said, I hope I'm wrong. I hope the revenue overcomes the debts and deficits. I hope that it does. If there's any, and Donald Trump has already brought in $300 billion worth of tariff revenue, $14 to $16 trillion worth of foreign and domestic investment into our economies. So the thing is, into our economy. So, I mean, hey, don't like the Epstein stuff. Don't like the real ID. Don't like the Palantir. Don't like the Iran strike. All right. Okay. But I like this. That's how you deal with people. I mean, again, Aaron doesn't, when I'm in a bad mood, Aaron doesn't go, man, I really love that bad mood. This is great. He goes, I'm going to live with that because he's a good enough friend. I'm willing to hang out with him on that.
Yeah.
Okay. When I say penis hole from the pulpit, he stays at the church. Okay. Should you ever say penis hole from the pulpit? No. It's a mistake. Okay. You don't do that. And a myriad of other things that I've said about cramming things up people's whatevers that I shouldn't have said also. But, you know. You just decide, okay, can I live with that or not? Well, the thing is, I certainly can live with Trump. I'm certainly happy to be married to Trump. I don't want a divorce. But the thing is, I'm still just like my own wife. If she's not acting the way that I want her to act, some of you are scared of your wife. So I ain't scared of my wife. I'll tell her. I don't like the way you're acting. Matter of fact, just stay away from me the rest of the day. Darn right. And she'd tell me the same thing. You know? So, I mean, that's how you deal with people. But great job. I mean, holy moly. Donald Trump is cut men out of women's sports and bathrooms already, entirely closed the southern border. I mean, you have to remember the stats for the month of May. They haven't come out for June yet. The month of May, there was not one single person released into the United States from ICE. Not one. It was 8 to 15,000 a day under Joe Biden released into the United States. Well, that was who crossed the border. But thousands released per day. And not one. How do you pull that off? You're a great president. I mean, he is. You don't deny reality because of a disagreement. You move on and you embrace the things that you like and you still attack the things you don't. And a lot of times if you attack the things you don't, the person will dump you. That's how it goes. That's how life works. And that, you know, if Trump does that, and the rumor has it, Trump has made the rounds through the FBI and told conservative influencers, if you continue to tag me on the Epstein thing, you're going to have no longer have White House access. He shouldn't do that. But if that's what he wants to do, that's how it goes. That's how relationships come and go. I mean, let's go to the next one. I mean, therefore I am video. The Democrat mayor of Paris, California, violence against ICE has risen 700%. And here's the reason why. The Democrat mayor of Paris, California told residents to stay home. This is almost like pandemic style. Stay home amidst ICE raids in the area. Stay indoors when possible. Sounds like COVID's back. Do not go out unless necessary, just like COVID. Do not open the door to strangers. So that's a little different than COVID. Play for me.
The city of Paris has received reports of ongoing ICE operations within the area. We urge all residents to remain calm, stay indoors when possible, and know your rights. Do not go out unless necessary. Stay at home and do not open the door to strangers. This message is for awareness and safety. The city is committed to protecting the dignity and well-being of all our residents. Please stay safe and continue to monitor official city communications.
So you are telling people, I mean, just imagine this. These are people who have illegally invaded our country. And you, and again, I could never think of the word. It's residents is what they always say. I could never think. I was like neighbors or whatever. They always, that's what they always say, whether it's Swallows Well talking about it or whatever. They always say our fellow residents. So this is what it means to be a Democrat. In 2025, the very people that accused me, accused you, accused all of us who are red-pilled of being white supremacists, terrorists, insurrectionists, even if you were black, even if you were an Asian, even, you know, no matter what color you were, as a conservative, no matter what, we were all white supremacists, terrorists, insurrectionists. Now, these people are actually telling people to stay indoors because they're telling people who have illegally entered this country to stay indoors to avoid contact with law enforcement. So that's very much akin to if there was mass looting, let's say, which will be, of course, somewhere in California, and you had 5,000 looters, which, of course, will happen, as already recently happened, in Southern California, and you say to them, everybody stay indoors because the LAPD is looking for all the looters and rioters. Everybody stay indoors. That's exactly the same thing. They'll say, no, the illegals aren't criminals. Yes, they are. Every single one of them are. Every last single one of them. And I'm actually a moderate. I'm somewhat of a moderate on this. I really am. Because I believe in getting like workers' visas. And I believe anybody who wants to enter into America legally, Aaron, give me a legally.
Legally.
Legally, they should be able to go through a process and a background check. Nobody with felony convictions or anything like that. But like, I mean, I got Joe over here who's Canadian. He has to jump through all of these hoops to stay here, to come here. All I want, it was just a whole lot of, probably more from your own government than this one, but anyway. But anyway, it's like, people want to come here and work and pay their taxes. That's one thing. And people are like, that's what they're doing. They're here paying their tax. No, they're not. They ship a lot of their money pre-tax because they're getting paid under the table home. So it doesn't help our economy at all. Did you see the pregame where Jesse Waters was talking about the highways are empty in the state of California? Because most of the people that were out driving were illegals. I mean, how does it help our economy for them to ship all of their money home? And the welfare that a lot of them are on, they're not even contributing to. So imagine that. So if all you had 5,000 looters that had just looted a bunch of Nike stores and Apple stores like they all like to do in the name of some sort of societal justice. It's always, you know, racial justice, illegal justice for illegals, you know, whatever, free Palestine. In order to free Palestine, you got to loot the local Nike store. George, in the name of George Floyd, we're going to rampage through Target and steal everything. But anyway, so imagine that. You put out an alert for the 10,000 looters that just looted every store in downtown Minneapolis. All of you looters, stay inside because the cops are looking for you. That's exactly what that mayor just did. That's what it means to be a Democrat in 2025, is to actually tell criminals to avoid the cops. And I hope they keep getting crushed in elections. I really do. If the economy continues to go the way that it is, we will win again in 2026. All right, lives a TikTok video. Here's another example. MS-13 Kingpin, who's on El Salvador's most wanted list. You know what it takes to be on El Salvador's most wanted list? And was just found hiding in Nebraska, was released into our country by who? Of course, Joe Biden. Play for me.
All right, back to the breaking news that we brought you earlier this hour. ICE agents arrested an MS-13 kingpin in Nebraska. He has now been identified as Melvin Varela Perez. He has been on El Salvador's most wanted list for nearly a decade, but was somehow released into the United States after he crossed the border illegally in 2023. Let's bring in White House border czar Tom Homan. Tom, let me just put up the record here of this guy that somehow got missed. First of all, here's the mugshot from his arrest in Oklahoma. Now here is Omaha, Nebraska. Here is the picture from 2016. This was put out by the National Police. He's on the top 100, Los 100 Más Buscados. Then here's another notice from 2019 looking for the same guy, and another one from 2019 that was put out by Crime Stoppers looking for this guy. And yet somehow, Tom, when he came across the border illegally in 2023, he was paroled into the country. How in the world could that have happened?
Well, look, this is just one example of what I've been saying for the last 4 years. The Biden administration lied to the American people. When they said everybody they released in the country is properly vetted, they weren't. First of all, we don't have access to other countries' criminal data, but as you said, this was the public information. And this has been easily found. But this administration, their main focus under Biden administration, Border Patrol had one directive: process quick, release quick. Because if there's no overcrowding, we can keep claiming the border's secure and we got control of everything. And they kept lying to the American people about everybody releases vetted. I can't tell you how many criminals under the Trump administration we have arrested and deported that were released in the country by Joe Biden, saying they were vetted. We have arrested murderers, people that were convicted of murder in other countries. People had murder warrants in other countries. People had sexual assaults in other countries. People had sexual assaults here that they weren't found during the vetting process because they weren't vetted. The last administration lied, and that's why we're so busy right now going across the country trying to find these people.
So here you have another one. And I love what Sergeant Nick said in the comments there. He goes, like Kilmar Abrego Garcia was the Maryland man. Now this is our Nebraska man. This is our Nebraska man. I don't know if I got his name. His name's not. Aaron will show me, throw me the name in just a second. But anyway, so here's another one. Led into this country with a homicide conviction. I mean, not. He didn't even, I mean, who knows what he did once he got in here. But he actually had a homicide conviction. They know it. And then let him in the country. I mean, can you imagine? Again, there's 30,000 of these rapists and murderers that ICE, CBP, the Biden administration, Alejandro Mayorkas allowed into the country. And speaking of that, you know, you got to, whenever you talk in any way about, you know, anything about Mexico or, you know, Mexicans or Spanish language, you have to automatically switch into that vernacular. Here you have him convicted of a homicidio aggravato. Right there. And just led into the country. It's just like every, I mean, I'm telling you, it drives me crazy. One of my biggest pet peeves. Noises that don't need to be made. That's number one. Nobody needs to make extra noise. I hate that. Okay, that's number one. But then one of my biggest pet peeves, like, Tom, you're really petty. I know. I admit I'm a petty person. I really am. But anyway, cheese balls at work. You guys are catching me on the chat. But anyway, I'm very petty. So one of the things that drives me crazy is whenever people talk normal and then as soon as they get to anything having to do with Mexico or Latin America or anything south of the border, they instantly transition into using a Latin American accent. I mean, they talk just like me 24/7, 365 until the moment they get into the drive-thru line at Taco Bell. And then instead of saying burrito, I will have cinco burritos. Pa-pa-pa. I mean, I'm like, gosh, it's like every newscast does that. I hate it. It's like they're paying homage or showing respect. They don't need to. We're all good. You don't need to show any extra respect. Let's go to the next one. Project. Here's another example. Project Constitution video. Breaking new details emerged in 4th of July ICE attack. Man, it's a tough day. Tough 4th of July in Texas. ICE attack in Texas. Suspect was a DACA recipient given a green card by the Biden administration. The person who actually attacked a ICE facility was actually given a green card by the Biden administration. You talk about funding and facilitating your own attackers. Play for me.
Let's bring in the ICE Deputy Director, Madison Sheehan. So let's speak to what William Lazzanes was just talking about a moment ago. The fact that this 11th alleged co-conspirator with the people who attacked the Alvarado, Texas facility was not only awarded a green card during the Biden administration, despite, as William pointed out, a previous drug charge, but was a former DACA recipient as well. Somebody who was allowed to come into the country to benefit from the largesse of the United States and then is alleged to have helped out in what happened on Friday, which nearly resulted in the death of a police officer.
Exactly. And what we saw here was this man was in his home and he was actually tampering with evidence when our officers went in with the FBI to be able to make this arrest. Then we find out that he's a green card holder. He received DACA. This is just the classic open border policy that we saw from the Biden administration year over year to allow these people into the country and receive benefits that they should have never received in the first place.
So there are some Democrats now who want to make moves to identify ICE officers who were involved in these deportation proceedings. It's a so-called visible act. Mm-hmm. Here are the co-sponsors, Cory Booker, Alex Padilla among them, Richard Blumenthal, Tammy Duckworth. What this act would do would require a clear display of agency name or acronym when somebody is effecting an arrest, clear display of officer name or badge number, no face coverings that obscure officers' identity with exceptions for safety or specific operations. Your response to all of this, I mean, these officers go out on the streets, they're fully identified. They identify themselves. They're wearing body armor that has the name of the agency on it. But for safety reasons, not wanting to be doxxed, a lot of them are wearing face coverings.
You're seeing them wear face coverings because the Democrats continue to take the sides of the criminals and put our ICE officers in danger. You saw this over the last couple of weeks. Arrest numbers continue to increase mm-hmm. from ICE's standpoint. And with that, what we're seeing is a huge increase of violence against ICE officers, up over 700%. These ICE officers are serving the American people, putting the American people first. And the Democrats want to go after their families and their kids and dox them and make sure that they're unsafe. And in reality, they are just enforcing the immigration laws that are on the books in the United States. They are keeping the American people safe.
So here is Senator Alex Padilla's rationale for wanting to pass this so-called Visible Act. Listen here.
I mean, if you're out in the streets in Los Angeles, whether you're a citizen, a legal resident, or an undocumented immigrant, and somebody without these identifiers is approaching you, masked up, coming out of a marked car, you have no idea what's going on. It's dangerous for a community and dangerous for the agents themselves because you never know how a person on the street is going to react when they think they're getting kidnapped.
But again, any of these operations that we've ever seen, the officers are fully marked. They may have their faces covered so that they don't get doxxed, or maybe they're involved in undercover operations. But there's full disclosure as to who they are and what they're doing.
Absolutely. All of our ICE officers wear the ICE branding. They wear the HSI or the ERO mm-hmm. branding. It's very known who they are and what they're doing. And they will continue to put the American people first and keep the American people safe. Whether senators like Alex Padilla wanting to go out and dox them and have their families known with this rhetoric that we're seeing all over the country. But ICE officers will continue to do their job. They'll continue to wear the markings that they wear every day. And we want to make sure that those officers are safe out on the street.
I just want to say, those of you, and I was speaking to you and you guys in the chat, you guys are mean, man. And Aaron's mean, too. You guys are all mean. Holy moly. I thought I was mean. Woo! I mean, ever eating, you get the, you, I'm stealing it, by the way. I'm stealing what you said because I never heard it before. But just because you're ugly doesn't make you another gender. I'll tell you what, that is the quote of the night. Aaron, I can't beat that. You know, I've only got another, I don't know, 15 minutes to go and we're going to be done, but I'm just telling you that's the quote of the night. I hate that it was applied to a Trump official, but you know what? Quote of the night.
It's true.
If you watch me preach, because it's going to come out from the pulpit. Because I'm telling you right now, I'm writing it down. I'm not forgetting it. That, you know, that's awesome. Because that's true. You know, everyone, like, I'm ugly. You know what? I'm going to be another gender. Nope, doesn't work. Doesn't work. Sorry. But here's what it means to be a Democrat in 2025, speaking of ugly. The Visible Act. I mean, imagine waking up in the morning and your cause celeb is to expose law enforcement. All of these people were pro-ICE during the Biden administration and are now anti-ICE. Remember, all of these people in their comprehensive border reform bill were all wanting ICE and wanted to hire thousands upon thousands of more ICE agents, not to stop people from illegally entering, but to facilitate them through. But nonetheless, they all wanted to hire a whole lot more ICE agents, but now they want them unmasked. And here's the thing. Even when you had Jose up here, Jose Padilla, who's speaking there, you know, the senator out of California.
See.
Yeah. Blah, blah, blah. So, I mean, you know, he's talking about, you know, they jump out. He doesn't even know what he's talking about. You ever watch the videos where a leftist tries to fire an AR-15 or any firearm and they call them, you know, fully automatic, semi-automatics? he has no idea what he's talking about. He goes, you know, you have these ICE officers jump out of a fully marked unit. He meant an unmarked unit, and he says fully marked unit, thinking he's calling fully marked unmarked. But you know why? Because he's an idiot. He's an absolute idiot. He really is. I know his name's really not Jose Padilla. That's what J.D. Vance called him. But whatever his name. Aaron, find that out for me just for my own mental acuity. But anyway.
Alex.
Yeah. And then J.D. Vance called him Jose Padilla and then left it.
That Alejandro.
That was so fun. No, he called him Jose.
Yeah.
He called him Jose and then left it. He was corrected and he still called him Jose and just left it. That was what was good about it. But anyway, so they get up in the morning and your cause in life, your meaning in life is to make sure that ICE officers can be doxxed. How many of them? I mean, again, did they not realize that law enforcement goes masked all the time and has always done that to protect their families? If you want to find out for law enforcement purposes, so who would be concerned about which ICE agents are jumping out of an unmarked vehicle and arresting them? The people being arrested. It's on the reports. Believe me, I know 25 straight years. I started in law enforcement when I was 23, and I exited law enforcement when I was just shy of 49. So I know what it means to write police reports. Everybody involved is on the police report. You don't need them to be unmasked, especially in today's. Most of my law enforcement career, I'd say 70% of it, there was no large social media presence. Now, you have to be masked. And Aaron, you correct me if I'm wrong. I think like the technology is getting to the place where you're going to be able to easily find somebody just with a profile of their face.
Yeah, yep. Yeah, your phone can be unlocked even if you're wearing a mask. It,
yeah, right. Your phone can be unlocked. And now your voice can be duplicated. They just had, Marco Rubio? They just had AI, Marco Rubio calling people and nobody had any idea. That just happened. And you got Gronk 4 that just came out, which is, by the way, I love Elon Musk, but that's freaking scary. Everyone needs to go back and watch the old Matthew Broderick War Games movie. Everybody needs to go back and watch it. That's the one I was trying to remember. Talia, you need to help me remember this because I wanted to tell him that's Talia is my son's girlfriend. And need to remember because that's what I wanted to recommend you guys to watch. You got to watch that movie. It's a great movie. I mean, it's like 80s, but it's so good, though.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, it's Ferris Bueller, man. It's good. But anyway, everyone needs to watch it. But so that's the point of this. But imagine this. To be a Democrat, and there are 12 Democratic morons here. Of course, Cory Booker. Alex. Oh, I should have known. There's Alex's name right there. Alex, Jose Padilla, Blumenthal, Duckworth, Hirano, there's Chrissy Van Hollen, like to go down and sip margaritas with Gilmar Abrego Garcia. There he is. And they want their motivation in life, their cause in life, their zeal in life comes from, their meaning comes from unmasking ICE officers. For what purpose? Why would you want them unmasked? And by the way, they all have the insignia on. They're all on the report. They want their badge numbers to be clearly seen. You can't when you're wearing tactical gear. You ever notice how regular responding law enforcement officers, they come to you, and we all hated them as law enforcement. You're like, why are we always wearing nylon instead of actual breathable clothing that you could run in? Everybody always wanted to go to fatigues because they should. But when you have a law enforcement officer come to your house because your bike was stolen, they wear their uniform. But if you're actually doing a raid and you have to run around, not a really good uniform, believe me, because I've been in many foot pursuits in the regular uniform. Not fun. So anyway, you know, I just had to point out this is what it means to be a Democrat in 2025. I want to unmask law enforcement officers so that they can be doxxed and their family can be doxxed and potentially killed. You just had an ICE facility attacked with gunfire. And your cause in life, your meaning in life is getting up in the morning and wanting to unmask the officers who were just attacked with gunfire by 11 people. Unbelievable. All right, let's go to the next one. Townhall.com, is that where we're at? Townhall.com? Is that where we're at, guys?
Yep.
Okay, townhall.com video breaking. Federal judge issues nationwide block against President Trump's birthright citizenship executive order. Play for me.
But we're also following other major breaking news right now. A federal judge has just issued a new nationwide block against President Trump's executive order that seeks to end what's called birthright citizenship here in the United States.
It's illegal. That judge is actually, now I can't say committing a crime, but committing a civil offense, because that judge is now disobeying a SCOTUS order. SCOTUS has put out, you cannot, as a district judge, issue nationwide injunctions. And remember, we were all being attacked because we were going to ignore these injunctions. Well, now the judges are ignoring SCOTUS injunctions, SCOTUS rulings. That right now we are at the place. This is absolutely the line of delineation. This is it. Right now, you now disobey this judge's order. You have to, because that judge is disobeying the Supreme Court. So now it's over. Completely ignore that. Hey, let's skip this one. Let's go skip that one right there and go to the next one. Daily Caller tweet. Because I'm going to try to squeeze stuff in. That video is too long. It's really good. I'll probably play it tomorrow. Daily Caller tweet. Let's go there. Daily Caller tweet. The Trump White House released its payroll. This is awesome. Again, Trump. This is why you love him. This is why I love him. Trump White House released its payroll for the first time this term. It's the lowest in 16 years. White House, they're doing more. Trump sleeps 3 hours a night. They're doing more. Whether we like everything they do or not, still 90% on target. 85 to 90%, they're on target. So they're getting more done than any White House I've ever seen. I mean, again, I can remember all White Houses going back to Reagan. I remember when Jimmy Carter got elected, but I was a little kid. I remember the Reagan administration. I remember, you know, the Bush administration all the way through. Nobody ever has done more than this administration. Like it or not, nobody does more. And I like 90% of what they do. Total White House payroll amounted to $44.1 million for 404 employees in 2025, which is the lowest it's been since at least 2009, which when adjusted for inflation, according to Open the Books. The number represents a 30% drop from the Biden White House. He's paying his staff, which of course has probably been drastically shrunk. Yeah, there it is. The Biden White House is $62 million. Trump comes in at $44 million. Biden's $62 million to accomplish absolutely nothing but a galactic incompetence. Biden is paying his White House staff to flood our southern border, 15,000 illegals per day, 30,000 rapists and murderers included, the ones that we know crossed. And by the way, imagine, just talking about that for 1 second. How do we know that he let in 30,000 rapists and murderers? How do we know that? Because they wrote it down. This is a convicted rapist and let him in. That's how we know. The number represents 29% drop from the Biden White House's $62.6 million in payroll for 565 individuals to accomplish absolutely nothing. Donald Trump has cut his own administration by 161 people. 161 people he has cut and has lowered it from $62 million to $44 million in payroll. Again, you just can't beat that. Nobody ever does that but him. Speaking of the Biden White House, let's go to the next one. Melissa Red Pill video. So here it is. Here's Biden's White House doctor. Here's Biden's doctor while he was president. Here he is testifying. Play for me.
On the advice of counsel, I must respectfully decline to answer.
Are you declining to answer the question put to you solely on the ground that you believe the answer will incriminate you?
On the advice of counsel, I must respectfully decline to answer based upon the physician's patient privilege and in reliance on my right under the Fifth Amendment of the Constitution.
Nothing to hide here, folks. Just got a doctor pleading the Fifth. Nothing to hide. Well, remember now, we're going by their rules. It's their rules. Their rules are, if you plead the Fifth, you're guilty. Remember that. And if you're at all scared or worried about an investigation, why would you ever be worried about an investigation being conducted by corrupt cops? But anyway, why would you ever be worried about an investigation who's not really investigating a crime, but investigating a person to find a crime? But why would you ever worry about an investigation if you have nothing, if you didn't commit a crime? That's what we've been told. So why is he worried? Why is he pleading the Fifth if he's never committed any crimes or hasn't done anything wrong or hasn't committed any level of medical malfeasance? I'm just curious. And so they told us, that's when nobody's above the law. And if you didn't do anything wrong, you have nothing to fear with an investigation. I mean, I think we could all agree that if you have Christopher Wray investigating you and you have, you know, you absolutely know you're not going to get in any way, shape or form a fair process, a fair judicial proceeding, you have something to be concerned with. But now, you know what? They will get a fair process. Because the people that are in charge now will give him a fair process. But I'm just going by their rules. You know what? No one's above the law. And if you didn't do anything wrong, you got nothing to worry about. Go to the next one for me. I love this one. Maybe slide of the night. Ever Eden's got quote of the night. Here's slide of the night. Piers Morgan now owes Candace Owens a lot of money. A few months ago, Piers Morgan pledged, you can find this video, right? You go right to George. He's got it. Awesome account. A few months ago, Piers Morgan pledged to pay her almost $150,000 if the defamation case filed by Bridget Macron against the trans accusers didn't prove their conspiracy theory is false. Today, Bridget Macron, who we can pretty much assume's name is Bobby, because we know that's not a female. But anyway, and, you know, like his teacher and 30 years older than him. But anyway, have you ever seen the pictures up close, pictures of Schumer's wife? I mean, I'm telling you, when we get to heaven, when Aaron starts laughing, I start laughing. When we get to heaven, the things that are going to be revealed to us are going to be shocking. Like, how many of these guys are receivers and are married to men that they dressed up as women? I'm telling you right now. And so Bridget Macron sued her accusers in France. Never has gone after Candace Owens, though. You know, Candace Owens, who's been turned on by a lot of people because she tells the truth. And it doesn't mean I agree with her all the time. It just means she does tell the truth. So, you know, but she didn't trust in Trump. She didn't 100% trust in Trump, so she's fake MAGA. Okay, yeah, there you are. You're stupid. You might as well go and be a Democrat if you think like that. Because you're talking about being a sycophantic follower of a human being. That's the Democratic Party. That's not us. But anyway, so it's funny how that's what Bridget is. I mean, Bridget's a he. It's funny how he has never gone after Candace Owens, but went after the accusers in France, but not Candace Owens, because Candace Owens has an airtight case that Macron is, in fact, a male. I mean, they can't even find any real records of Bridget Macron. I mean, you need to make sure you watch that deep dive by Candace Owens into that case. There might be a couple of them. It's fascinating. But anyway, so Piers Morgan says, you know what? If it's found out at the trial, well, here's, I'll just read it to you. It's a lot easier to read it. Piers Morgan now owes Candace Owens a lot of money. A few months ago, Piers pledged to pay her almost $150,000 if the defamation case filed by Bridget Macron against the trans accusers didn't prove their conspiracy theories false. So in order for him not to pay Candace Owens, okay, Bridget Macron, it's hard to do it with the he and she stuff. Bridget Macron would have had to be proven to be a female. Proven. Their conspiracy theories would have had to be proven false. Otherwise, he has to pay. He just said, if they're not proven false, then I owe you $150,000. Because he was so sure that it was going to be that their accusations were going to be proven false. Today, French appellate court judges overturned the lower court's defamation convictions against the two women after concluding that their claims didn't raise the level of defamation because they were made in good faith. You know what this all comes down to? It all comes down to pulling your pants down. It really does. It all comes down to pulling your pants down. And Bridget Macron can prove everybody wrong by hiring a team of female doctors, and they can all go in and check him. And it's over. And this is why the case, I guarantee you, the case was kicked out of the appellate court. It was kicked out of the appellate court because she cannot definitively prove that she is, in fact, a female because she's unwilling to take the tests. That's the other thing, too. We'll take it out of the TLP realm of hiking your pants down. Simply take a test for the XY chromosome. Are you XX or are you XY? That's it. It's very simple test, pain-free test. Take it. But she won't do it. So she cannot definitively prove that she's female. So now Piers Morgan pledged, started off with 100,000 pounds, and they said, let's put it into American money. So it's like 135,000. But anyway, for ease of conversation, $150,000. He said, I'm going to pay you $150,000. He needs to come through and pay it. He's a multi-millionaire. It's easy for him to pay. He needs to pay it. It goes to their chosen charity. He needs to pay it now because the accusations were not proven false. They were kicked out. So he needs to pay it. All right, I got a lot more. I'm not going to deep dive. I got a whole thing on Brennan, got a whole thing on Israel, got more on Epstein, and I got more on the vax, too. A lot of stuff to get into. But anyway, that'll be it for tonight. All right, Rumble Rants tonight, Nate Dad won $20. Thank you so much, Nate Dad. Christopher Arnott, $10. Thank you so much. Mike Griffith, $10. Thank you so much. Appreciate you guys. Stick around for the post game. It's uplifting. It's good stuff. Short and easy. You'll love it. But anyway, love you guys. Appreciate each and every one of you. Thank you for all the views. Like and share, like and share, like and share. Get this to as many people as you can offend as possible. Send it to them all. Let's get this thing out to as many as we possibly can. Back here tomorrow night, 9 o'clock. Love you all. God bless you.